I'm calling to order the Senate Committee on Redistricting for April 8th, 2011. Sorry that was so loud. I'm Suzanne Bonamici, and I'm going to pass the gavel to the House co-chair.
Call to order the House Committee on Redistricting for Friday, April 8th, 2011.
Thank you all for being here today. I want to thank Portland Community College Rock Creek and especially Dana Haynes, who's here over on the side there, for helping to arrange for us to use this space today here at PCC Rock Creek. So thank you so much. So this morning we are meeting together the House and Senate committees on redistricting. We have a couple of members who are joining us today from districts that are in this area. We're going to start today by introducing ourselves, and let's start down at this end with Representative Cameron.
Good morning. Representative Kevin Cameron. I represent South Salem, East Rural Salem, Almsville, Turner.
Good morning. I'm Tobias Reed. I represent District 27, which is Beaverton, Raleigh Hills, Murray Hill, and that area.
Hi, I'm Sean Lindsay, representing House District 30, which is Rock Creek across the street, and Hillsboro, North Plains, also co-chairing the House Redistricting Committee this session.
Hi, Chris Garrett, District 38, Lake Oswego, Southwest Portland.
I'm Senator Suzanne Bonamici, representing District 17. Where we are. It includes parts of both Washington and Multnomah counties.
Senator Chris Telfer from District 27, which is sunny central Oregon.
And I'm Bruce Stark. I get to represent Western Washington County in Senate District 15.
Good morning, Mark Hass, Senate District 14, that is Beaverton in Washington and Multnomah counties.
And Representative Boone has joined us as well. Representative Boone, would you like to introduce yourself?
Representative Deborah Boone. I represent House District 32, which is most of Clatsop County, most of Tillamook County, a little bit of Columbia County outside of Vernonia, and a little pinch of Washington, including Banks and Gales Creek, and a little bit of Gaston.
Thank you. And I'm going to talk just a little bit about the logistics. We've had several of these hearings on the road so far, and they've gone smoothly, and I know this one will as well. As you came in, you were handed some information that has some maps and population statistics for the local districts. There's some maps there for you to look at, and whether you answer the questions on there directly is up to you, but we're really hoping to learn about communities of interest. If you brought written testimony with you, please hand it to the staff as you come forward. There's two seats up here, and you can hand it to Jill here, sitting with us, and I'm starting by handing Jill some written testimony that came in from a Deborah Knapp in Gaston, Oregon, to make sure that gets on the record. If you want to submit written testimony after the meeting, you can email it to the committee. The redistricting email is oregon.redistricting@state.or.us. That's at the top of the handout you received. If you can't remember that, or if you lose your handout, it's very easy to find that information. If you just Google Oregon State Legislature, there's a redistricting tab over on the right, and that links to the email. I want to let you know a little bit about what we're looking for here as we're out in the communities around the state. Our task as redistricting committees is to redraw the districts, and the legislative provisions that we look at, the statutory provisions that we look at, say that the following criteria are to be used when apportioning the state into congressional and legislative districts. The districts need to be contiguous, of equal population, use existing geographic or political boundaries, not divide communities of common interest, and be connected by transportation links. Our law also says that no district shall be drawn for the purpose of favoring any political party, incumbent, legislator, or other person, and no district shall be drawn for the purpose of diluting the voting strength of any language or ethnic minority group. We also have a requirement that the two state House districts need to be nested into a single Senate district. So those are the to. Is that better? Okay. So when I talked about how the statute requires that we not divide communities of common interest, communities of common interest is not defined, and that's why we're here to find out what our... I'm going to call two people at a time, and I'm going to call you in the order in which you signed in. So I'm going to... Oh, I didn't see. Representative Harker came in. Representative Harker, welcome. Would you please introduce yourself?
Thank you. I don't know if I should address you as Madam Chair today or not, but... Thank you. I'm Chris Harker, representative from House District 34, which gets most of the way out here. It's all Beaverton and unincorporated Washington County. Sorry, I'm a little bit late, but I'm happy to be here.
I'm going to wait just a minute to see if we can get rid of the static.
But you mentioned something about fingers and peninsulas, and we've heard that term before. I do want to refer people, there was an excellent column in the Oregonian today about redistricting, and it was written by the nonpartisan groups Common Cause and League of Women Voters, and they do talk about how the shape does not necessarily mean if there's a finger or a peninsula, to use those phrases, that does not necessarily mean that the district was gerrymandered. Sometimes the district can look like it has a particular shape to keep together a community of interest. So I just encourage people to keep that in mind with your testimony, that does not necessarily mean that there's a district that's drawn for reasons that aren't permissible. There may be a reason to keep together a community of interest. So I just want to... Let's go for that.
Thank you, sir. I'm eager to provide testimony on this side of the table. I'm not being your shoes.
Appreciate that. And I also noticed that, that in one of your written testimonies, it said something about we look forward to your decision in July. We plan, I didn't mention the timing, we plan to, after the hearings, have some maps that we will start putting out to the public for comment after the public hearing process. We expect that that will be the end of April, so it could be into May by the time we have something, but we'll have plenty of opportunity for people to come in, either to the building or to look at the maps online to provide a testimony. We do have to be finished with our decision by July 1st as our statutory date. Thank you. Representative, before you go, Representative Parker has a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks, gentlemen, for your testimony, and I just want to throw out that my district starts at the county line, 234 starts at the Multnomah-Washington County line up in what Portland refers to as West Hills, and it runs out to 185th, and I agree with comments that the boundaries like 185th make good sense, but I have a Portland mailing address. My kids are in the Peterson School District, and I live in unincorporated Washington County. So explaining to the kids as we're growing up why nobody wanted to be voted for an oral candidate in Portland, nobody wanted to get that vote in Beaverton either, was always interesting. And while we are in Washington County, and the majority of my district runs, well, I always describe it where it runs to you, we spend a good deal of our time in Portland, as do the people, many of the people who are in my district. And that's a big social magnet. It's a big work magnet. My business has had two different addresses in the 12 years it's been out of my home. One was Portland, the other one a mile down the road was Beaverton. So it's tricky stuff up in that area.
Yeah, thank you. Representative Bain?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I had a comment on the news yesterday about a fire I got caught down to the computer that was in a program that kind of adjusted our minds that we captured an area trying to win a game, in my case, with a game of 4,000 people who tried all the various ways to do it, you know, to try to keep in mind the county lines, roads, physical barriers, et cetera, geological barriers, and town lines, too. And it was a little challenge, and a lot of that could be captured in one case to pick up the rest of one county for me, or for four people. So it's a pretty great turn of real estate. So it depends on how many, and it's all about the numbers.
Thank you so much. And next we're going to have Randall Bateman and Rick, it looks like Roby, R-O-B-Y. Welcome to the committees. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, one of you want to go ahead and start?
Okay, my name is Randall Bateman. I'm actually here as a private citizen. I'm representing any particular organization. I live 8 miles west of Banks on Highway 6. I think I live in a little bit of Washington County, originally from. That's a city I've never had before. I've worked there for 10 years. Chairman made a comment about islands and peninsulas and perhaps the world. Well, actually, there are islands in an island, peninsula or something out there. My family's been in our land for 126 years. Fifth generation of our family, very proud of that and intend to stay there. But I don't feel like I've really had any representation in state governments in the South Island. Because I think I am out there on a little peninsula representing a very small, or at least a lot of range boundaries were drawn, but they don't make any sense to me anymore. I look at the standards and the little handout that you gave us, and the first one being community ventures. It talks about work, schools, shopping. Well, I don't see a connection between myself and Banks and Tillamook. I don't get it. The number of folks are going to coast, but I don't see what connection we have in terms of politics or representation. question. The second standard was geography, and it talks about contiguous areas. I think we just say that as municipal. I've never clocked it, but I think there's a area between an island around North Coast 40 and North Coast 1, which is downtown Fillmore. And there aren't a whole lot of people in between being there. And there's a big door out there. I don't know if I've seen them in the back there, but there's no people. And I think our area definitely fails that notion of the geographical test. We have a lot more in common with the folks in Banks, the folks in the Plains, probably the folks in Vernonia, maybe even the folks in Dorsal and Bridgeport and in that area. I know the standard is somewhere around 60,000 folks to form a district, but I can't imagine very many of us to have a district on the east side of the coastal range. The third standard is transportation. There's one road, Highway 6. I don't use it unless I'm on the beach. So I know folks still be the other way, but I was just told when I say that, I live in that little bit of Washington County before I go. And I don't feel like I'm well represented. And no offense, it's not that. It's just that we don't have anything in common. In fact, I think she was over on those are my comments. I really think we need changes, and I can't imagine we wouldn't, but I know there are other factors. And if we're not in gerrymandering district, it sure looks like one to me. Thank you, Mayor. And I want to thank all of you for your service as well. I don't know all of you, many times, several of you, but anybody who's willing to step up and do what you do, I'm very, very impressed and very grateful for your effort, whether we agree or not.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you. I really didn't want to be very prepared for you myself. I want to thank you.
If you'll start with your name for the record.
Yes, I have a small community range in Manhattan, Hillsborough. I believe I'm well represented in my area. I understand what Randy was alluding to. In different parts of our world, I hear those comments, and I would just ask that we be thoughtful about what we're supposed to do in the rational and pretty well satisfied with what we have, and not looking for to change everything in the world. So that's the perspective that I'm coming from, and I appreciate the process. And any feedback that you can give to us sooner than later is much appreciated. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Senator Starr?
Thank you. For Randy, as it relates to Banks, there's another road connection that maybe doesn't exactly go by your piece of property, but Highway 47 is a route that links some communities in western Washington counties, including Banks, Vernonia, Forest Grove, Gaston. Do you see that as being a more of a community of interest than perhaps Banks and Highway
47? I think it really is. Thank you for bringing that up. 4047 is the north side